I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A fifth victim of the attack in London died from injuries last week. The attacker, a 52-year-old British man, plowed a car into pedestrians on the Westminster Bridge and then stabbed a police officer at Parliament before he was killed. And it didn't take long for ISIS to claim the attack. Biblica's Carl Muller says in dark moments like this, believers need to open God's Word.
What does the Bible really say about fear? And how do we look at fear in general, and how do we look at a specific situation like this, say fear of terrorism or fear of harm for my family or something like that, through the lens of what the Bible calls us to?
One passage Muller says you can start with is 1 Peter 5, 6-10, which tells us to cast our anxiety on God and to be alert and of sober mind. And then pray for God's peace as you share this message with others. And we're only a few weeks out from celebrating Christ's resurrection, and the gospel narrative is front and center stage right now. In fact, Slavic Gospel Association has an entire ministry dedicated to sharing Christ's love called Orphans Reborn. SGA's Eric Mock explains.
I was at an orphanage in Mormont. And in Mormont, there was a young girl who had 13 teddy bears on her bed. And yet I discovered after talking to her, many people visited her with many things to comfort her, but no one had shared the gospel.
But local churches are making sure these orphans know that they are loved and valued by God. Orphans Reborn helps by coming alongside these churches, encouraging local believers, and making sure that they have the tools they need to be the hands and feet of Christ. You'll find the details on both of these stories at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.